across from you right here.
I'm just trying to text somebody back real quick.
Yeah, I see you texting, but I'm sitting right across from you. So
we're live. This new Meek Slide, the EP is coming out tomorrow, guys. The new EP, Funk on Wheels, is coming out tomorrow. The new EP, Funk on Wheels, coming out tomorrow.
Across from the table, a night on the town.
The new EP coming out tomorrow at midnight.
I want conversation.
We're gonna show the new video tomorrow.
You keep looking down.
Hit that link right below to get your pre-order on. Hit that link below to get your pre-order on. What's going on, guys? We're here. We're here. That new Meek Slide coming out tomorrow. Bone Down. The whole EP is coming out tomorrow night at midnight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be here at 6 o'clock tomorrow, y'all, on West Coast time. Y'all need to tune in because y'all going to see the brand new video from the EP called Slide to You. So we're going to be premiering that tomorrow at 6 p.m. right here. So y'all need to tune in. But we're going to do what we do here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do what we do here. Everybody come on in the room. Today's show is brought to you by Easy, A Guide to Mindfulness and Meditation. That's a book for children 8 to 12 years old that teaches self-awareness, self-control, and self-love through mindfulness and meditation. You can get the book right now at DevinMcCrory.com. Let me spell that. DevinMcCrory.com. Also, another book you guys need to check out. It's a poetry book called Remember That Summer by author Tyrus McKnight. It's available right now on Amazon Kindle, ladies and gentlemen, about some beautiful emotional poems. Not the J. Slim type, but these are good poems nonetheless. Also, check out illuminating-color.com because December 4th, Illuminating Color, that's a black-owned holistic healing sanctuary in Peru, they're hosting a 14-day retreat called Sacred Self, so you need to get down with that. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook at Illuminating Color and go to their website, illuminating-color.com. And today's broadcast is also brought to you by Divine Essential Minerals. That's the black-owned holistic vitamin and mineral supplement business that offers a variety of high-quality vitamins and minerals. So go to DivineEminerals.com. DivineEminerals.com, ladies and gentlemen. So while everybody's piling on in the room, we're going to have a real deep conversation about the R. Kelly verdict that went down this week. We're going to talk about that. We're going to get into that. We got to get into that because there's some heavy stuff that we need to realize about this case, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. Y'all don't move a muscle. Let everybody pile on in the room. Hit that thumbs up button. Hit the like button. We'll be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed, available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack, and the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get the Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Are you looking for a 100% natural beard product that cleans the skin under your beard and it stimulates growth? Then check out Beard Tree Oil & Herbs, LLC. They promote healthy beards over everything. They offer a full line of products including beard and face wash, Bomb Oil Mist and Detox. So treat yourself to the Beard Tree 3 package, which includes the wash, balm, oil for just $25. For best results, check out the Beard Tree 5 that includes all 5 products for just $50. So check this out all at BeardTreeOilAndHerbs.com. That's BeardTreeOilAndHerbs.com, or follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Beard Tree Oils and Herbs. Listen, are you ashy as hell? Do you have dry, parched skin? Does your elbows look like elephant knees? If so, you want to get your skin from crusty to lovely, go to ashkicking.com to get all the lotions, lubricants, and body butters that you need to get your skin in order. They got all types of health and beauty products, everything you need. They got incense, things to make your house smell good, things to make you smell good. So again, go to ashkicking.com. Again, that's ashkicking.com.
Are you looking to start your own business? Millions of brothers have turned to eBay to escape the rat race. Become your own boss and get the Power Seller Research eBook. It's a comprehensive, step-by-step guide that explains how to start an eBay business. The website is powersellerresearch.com. Again, that's powersellerresearch.com.
Stop overpaying for supplements. Static Supplements is your newest and best source for superfoods, proteins, pre-workout powders, and much, much more. The Static line offers all natural ingredients, lightning-fast delivery, and award-winning customer service. Static is also 100% black-owned and operated. Go to staticsup.com. That's staticsupp.com and see for yourself. Let us help you be the best you that you can be. Never settle. Never give up.
What's up, family? You guys need to check out this cookie company out of Houston, Texas called The Cookie Confidant. Man, they sell these beautiful, delicious, huge cookies right out of Houston, Texas, man. And the brother has been in business since 2017. And I've tried these cookies, man. They are bomb, bomb, bomb. Very delicious. My personal favorite are the chocolate chip pecan cookies, man. They are bomb. Y'all need to go to cookieconfidant.com to get these cookies. Black-owned company, man. They got chocolate chip peanut butter cookies, white chocolate cookies with sprinkles, man. So anything you like in a cookie, they got it. So again, go to cookieconfidant.com. That's cookieconfidant.com. Our children are influenced by many things in this world, and music is one of them. If you're worried about your children listening to music that promotes sex, drugs, and violence, then introduce them to Gifted and Lit. Gifted and Lit is an award-winning program that combines hip-hop and cartoons to teach children math, science, and language arts, and much, much more. Gifted and Lit also has an amazing new home workout program called Gifted and Fit. This program combines social, emotional, learning, and physical fitness to help families get in shape together. Order right now and use the coupon code Tariq to save 10% off on your next order. Go to giftedandlit.com right now and join the movement.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave an op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at oldgoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground, so you can feel free when you out in the town. Old goon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
You are now tuned in to the incredible, to the legendary Tariq Nasheed. On Tariq Radio.
Please wear your mask.
Oh, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Oh, we're back. Glad to have everybody tuning in out here around the world. While you're coming on in the room, I need y'all to hit that thumbs up button. I need you to hit that like button, ladies and gentlemen. And I need you to subscribe to the broadcast tonight. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be live here tomorrow At 6 o'clock, we're going to be debuting the new Mink Slide video called Slide to You and counting down until the EP is released at midnight tomorrow night. That's East Coast time. That'll be 9 o'clock here. West Coast time is going to be released West Coast time. So tomorrow night, the new EP Funk on Wheels is going to be released. I need everybody to hit that link, that pre-order link, and pre-order right now, ladies and gentlemen. Pre-order the Funk on Wheels EP right now. Pre-order that right now. So let's get down into it, man. We gotta chop up some good game about this R. Kelly trial and verdict. For those who don't know, R. Kelly, the singer, he was convicted on all counts in the trial that he was in. And we have to study and analyze what this is and not fall for the propaganda and the okey-doke. Because we have to ask a question. We have to ask a question, ladies and gentlemen. We have to ask a question. Did people fall for the okey-doke? Did people get conned with this case? Was there a Jedi mind trick pulled with this R. Kelly case? Now, I see somebody in the room. Somebody says, stop supporting pedos. And those are the shaming tactics that you got to watch out for. That right there is a shaming tactic that's used as a smokescreen. We have people in the room right now. That's the perfect example of the Jedi mind trick. This is the Jedi mind trick with the R. Kelly thing. With the R. Kelly thing, they use this case to Trojan horse in a whole bunch of asinine, ridiculous-ass precedent-setting charges, which is dangerous. That's very dangerous, and we got to stop falling for okey-doke Jedi mind tricks. Because there's a lot of people, and I saw a lot of black people, who were low-key celebrating that R. Kelly got convicted. And the celebratory nature is really based in nervousness. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. There's a lot of black people out here like, yay, I'm glad that he got convicted. Show did deserve all that. There's a fear behind that. Let's get down here. There's a fear behind all of this fake celebratory bullshit that I see some Negroes doing. This is niggas trying to show out in front of white people because they saw the I'm white and I say so tactics that was used in this R. Kelly case. Now, let's be clear. Anybody doing some pedo shit, ain't nobody co-signing that. Ain't nobody co-signing any pedo shit. Ain't nobody co-signing anything that has something to do with harming kids, harming young women, harming young girls. Nobody's co-signing that, and people know that. But when people start asking about the law, then we get the shaming tactics. When people say, hey, wait a minute, what the hell kind of charges are these? Oh, man, you supporting a damn pedophile? Come on now. And they're really just getting their talking points from white people. Listen to these Negroes. Are you supporting pedophilia? Come on, buddy. He's a pedophile, dude. No, hold on. If he's a pedophile, charge him for pedophilia. This case wasn't a pedophile case. If he's a pedophile and he's messing with kids or whatever, charge him with that. I have no problem with people getting charged for the crime they committed. Charge him for the crime he committed. Here's the thing. They know they really didn't have anything to charge him with as far as that. So they had to do some I'm white and I say so stuff. See, that's where it gets dangerous, guys. No. We can't just say, yeah, white mommy and white daddy are white and they say so, so we got to go along. No. They start talking about racketeering, RICO charges. Now we're getting into dangerous territory, black folks, and black folks need to really listen. Stop co-signing shit where you're shooting yourself in your own foot. because this it didn't this wasn't about no justice. This became some I'm white and I say so shit. And watch all the shaming tactics. Whenever people start questioning some of these janky laws and they start saying, hey, you sound like you supporting a pedophile. You sound like you co-signing harming kids. That's a shaming tactic. And when people do that, that's a red flag. And understand, when they start using these janky, I'm white and I say so laws, white supremacist society, they kind of get on code with each other and go along with it. And they don't have a problem doing that to a black person because they know white society is going to be on code. So there's not going to be any pushback from white society generally. And then when black folks start questioning, you got to have Negroes standing around trying to shame black folks who question it. Hold on, these were black women involved now. Hold on, do you like black women? What is it? What you trying to say? Questioning this. He guilty. White mommy, white daddy said he guilty. That means he is guilty. All right, charge him for what he's guilty for. Don't start trying to redefine what racketeering is. Because that's what this was. This was a racketeering case. Look at the words. Look at how they do these things. Yeah, somebody brought up that DJ Pope. There's a white man out there who was allegedly raping a bunch of underage black girls and giving them AIDS allegedly out there in, was it North Carolina? They didn't get this dude. It was like, and he bragged about all the hundreds of women that he done laid away. He was online bragging about how many sisters he done knocked down. Yeah, I done knocked down 600-700 of them. He was online bragging. They didn't hit this dude with no damn RICO. See, watch what y'all celebrating, man. They didn't hit Woody Allen with no damn RICO. Hell, is Harvey Weinstein, did they hit him with the RICO? Because see how they justified the whole RICO statute and how they were able to include Aaliyah, which the statutes of limitations for any type of rape or pedophilia, that's over. If you put it into the context of racketeering and try to make it seem like he was a one-man organization that got into the music industry just for the sole purpose of preying on women. That's how they framed it. That's I'm white and I say so. Literally, that's how they frame this thing. They tried to make it seem like, okay, he's a one-man criminal organization. And the managers and the roadies and all of these other black folks who were around him was complicit in the organization. They used I'm white and I say so. That's a dangerous precedent because they can use it for anything now. So family, for your black ass. If you and your homies are out hanging out somewhere and your homeboy gets into an argument at a Chinese restaurant and says, fuck this Asian food, they can say that's racketeering because it's a hate crime and you are with other people who share your same ideology. They can flip it like that and say, hey, not only was this an Asian hate crime, a hate crime against Asians, it's racketeering because there was you and some other people who enabled you and they didn't stop you. This is what I'm saying. They can expand this shit any way they want to using I'm white and I say so, especially when it comes to charging black people. You understand? And people got mad at Bill Cosby because he put out a statement saying that he was railroaded, which he was. R. Kelly was railroaded, and nobody's caping for anything negative that R. Kelly did. And I put up a tweet. Nobody's co-signing any of R. Kelly's actions. He did some foul shit. Yeah, he did. We know that. Charge him for the foul shit. Yeah, R. Kelly did some foul shit. Charge him for that. I don't have no problem with somebody being charged for some foul shit they did, but I will not co-sign the white supremacists within the judicial system using R. Kelly as a Trojan horse to bring in some other complete bullshit that can later be used against any random black person arbitrarily. This is where we have to speak up. So they tried to shame Bill Cosby. Chuck D, they tried to shame Chuck D. Let me find Let me find this thing where they tried to shame Chuck D. They made our brother Chuck, and Chuck is my guy. They made him issue an apology. Chuck D issues an apology after R. Kelly tweet. He said, what did Chuck say? Where's the tweet? Where's the tweet? Where's the tweet? Where did he say? Where did he say? Hold on. Read more. Let me see if they got the tweet here. Come on, man. Okay, they didn't even put the tweet up in the article. I hate when they do that. Because I want to read the tweet. The tweet wasn't bad. Okay, here it is. Hold on. Wait. What the hell is it? Okay. He said, okay, hold on, man. Let me see if this is it. Okay, this is the damn shade room. Okay. Okay, what did he say? Okay, here's the tweet. Okay, here's the tweet. This is shade room. He said, interesting to see the conversation. 34-year-old swimmers, pay attention to the comment. Okay, what? Okay. Okay, they got a whole bunch of extra shit in there. Like Jane Nocturne. Okay, shade room is doing they cooning. Okay. I'm trying to find, I wanted to find the actual tweet. He was talking about basically what Chuck D said, and they won't put the damn tweet up in these bullshit articles. He said something to the effect of, you know, hopefully he can come out of jail a better person. Like Rick James came out a better person. Certain people went to jail and they came out a better person. Ike Turner came out a better person or whatever. So they jumped on that and then made Chuck D apologize. So they're engaging in all of these shaming tactics now. They're engaging in shaming tactics. Yeah? And here's the thing. Listen. With this whole R. Kelly thing, they understand that people are generally going to be against any type of acts that potentially harm children. They know that. And this is just their opportunity to sneak in a whole bunch of other stuff. We better watch these precedent-setting agendas. Because, see, what's very disturbing about this R. Kelly case was that they used something called the Mann Act. They use something called the Mann Act. And family, the Mann Act, ladies and gentlemen, that's a law. I think they created that law in 1910. That law, by its very definition, it's a racist ass law. The law was created. The Mann Act, ladies and gentlemen, it was created specifically to target black men who were having interracial sexual relationships with white women. That's why the Mann Act was created. It was named after a prosecutor or a political guy. I think his name was Charles Mann, something Mann. His name was Mann. His last name was Mann. But that's not the actual official name of the law. The law is actually called the White Slave Trafficking Act. Google what I'm saying. Google the Mann Act. It's the legal name of it is called the White Slave Trafficking Act. They created that to go after black men. It's a racial law. They said if a white woman is sleeping around with a black man, they have to treat her like she's a white slave, like she's a victim. And they used that law to go after Jack Johnson. They had to make a big splash about going after Jack Johnson. They literally created that law for him because he was going around making all this money, beating up white men and fucking white women. So they had to create a law for this dude. So what they did, after they saw he was running around with these white women all around the country, they created a law in 1910 and then went back and charged him for some shit he did back in 1909, I think, before the law was in effect, because he was hanging out with white women before. So they made a law and then went back and charged him for something that he was doing when the law didn't even exist. It was for black men having sex with white women. That was a way to punish black men for going after white women. Y'all better understand what the hell you're co-signing. And they don't really use that law unless it's a black man. They even use that law on Chuck Berry, the singer Chuck Berry. They use the Mann Act on Chuck Berry. For years, people have been saying this law needs to be struck off the books. This law is a racialized law just by its definition. It's a racial law, and they make it so vague where you can interpret it many different ways, and that's on purpose because they enforce it arbitrarily, and they usually just enforce it on black people. Yeah, they used that same law on Chuck Berry back in 1959. Chuck Berry met a female down in Mexico at a bar. She told him she was 21, and he got with her, and she went with him back to St. Louis, found out she was a 14-year-old girl. She was a French Apache mixed chick. So he went to jail, and plus it was a racialized thing in court. The judge was referring to Chuck Berry as a nigga, and it was a whole big debacle, but they ended up putting him in prison because of that. You better watch what you're co-signing. Yeah, this ain't just about the R. Kelly case. See, we better understand when these people are rolling in the okey-doke on our ass. See, they'll use a big case like this to say, okay, look, we're going to get the public. We'll just keep throwing out underage girls. And this trial really wasn't about underage girls. It was a racketeering trial. That's very important to understand. And the Mann Act, meaning the Mann Act basically means you transport women across the country, or you go across state lines to engage in immoral practices. That's literally what it is. And who determines what is immoral and what is not immoral? Well, white mommy and white daddy determines that. This is how arbitrary the Mann Act is. I can't co-sign you using a known racialized law like the Mann Act. Let's look at the Mann Act. Let's look at the Mann Act from a legal standpoint. We're just talking law. All that, he guilty though. No, we ain't doing that emotional stuff. We're talking law. We're talking law here. Yeah, ain't nobody doing all this stuff. They didn't do all that to Elvis when he was running around here with 14 and 15 year olds. And by the way, speaking of Jack Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, they had to throw out that thing 100 years after he died, basically. Decades and decades after Jack Johnson died, they had to kind of clear his name because of those bogus-ass racist charges. Look that up. And I think it was Trump who threw that shit out. It was thrown out under Trump. But those racist charges against Jack Johnson, they waited till he died to throw the charges out and say, hey, you know, our bad. It was a racial law. He shouldn't have been charged with it. So we'll scrap it from the books. You understand? This is why, we can't co-sign this type of stuff. Because see, in 100 years from now, they'll be like, we overcharged R. Kelly. We shouldn't have put the Mann Act on him. It was a racialized law. We shouldn't have done it. You see, they'll wait 100 years to apologize when you dead and gone and your kids are gone. But let's look at this. The Mann Act. The Mann Act, also known as the White Slave Traffic Act of 1910, is a federal law that criminalizes the transportation of any woman or girl for the purpose of prostitution or debauchery or for any other immoral purpose. Family, that's anything. That's deliberately vague. They made it vague for a reason, so they can target black dudes. And here it says it was named after Congressman James R. Mann to felonize the use of interstate foreign commerce to transport women for immoral purposes. The act was aimed at prostitution, immorality, and human trafficking. Bullshit, it was aimed at black men. It was alleged that immigrant women brought to America for sexual slavery and immigrant men lured American girls into prostitution. That's not true. However, let's get down to the nitty gritty. However, many critics note that the act ended up criminalizing many types of consensual sexual activity, and it had racist undertones. Yes. The phrase immoral purpose was broadly used to prosecute unlawful premarital, extramarital, and interracial relationships. It held that illicit fornication, even when consensual, constituted an immoral purpose. it didn't matter if the woman consented, the man would be liable. You understand? So it tells you right here, the law, even if the sex is consensual, if the white mommy and white daddy says that it's immoral, and immoral is an arbitrary designation. What's immoral? Who gets to choose and say what's immoral and what's not immoral? Immoral is something that cannot be measured. There's no measurability of what immoral is. It's arbitrary. And what's immoral? Black men, by nature. That's why they made it so vague. This is why they set a precedent, and 100 years later, over 100 years later, they're still using this bogus law that they set as a precedent to target black men and black people. I can't co-sign that now. That I cannot co-sign. When they dust off certain specific laws just for black folks, no, can't co-sign that. If you want to charge R. Kelly for pedophilia, peeing on chicks and all, knock yourself out. Charge him for that and give him the same sentences that you give to the white man. Give him the same thing. But don't, when it comes to black folks, y'all bring out the whole extra damn law book with all of the common laws, because see, this is how white supremacy works. White supremacy works based on common law. Whatever precedent is set, that becomes a common law, even though it contradicts the written law and it contradicts the Constitution. See, when it comes to black folks, they throw these laws out here on our ass, and these common laws and these I'm white and I say so laws. We can't co-sign that. We cannot co-sign that. And again, the whole Me Too movement after Cosby got off, boy, they really needed a win. Cosby getting off, that kind of messed with them. They needed a win. Boy, they needed a win. And they needed a big win. And now what they're doing, y'all hear about that chick Elvira? Remember the chick Elvira who did that little horror, that little cheesy horror show back in the 80s? Y'all remember her? Well, she got something coming out now where she's talking about how Wilt Chamberlain sexually abused her. Wilt Chamberlain is dead, y'all. This woman came out talking about Wilt Chamberlain forced her to have oral sex and all this old stuff. A lot of these white women, they be getting with these brothers, and then when they get old and out the game, all of a sudden, they said that it wasn't consensual. Then I just remembered it wasn't consensual, or it was immoral. Again, it's that whole man act vague thing. And I've always said, all sex between a black man and a white woman in the dominant white society, they consider it rape. They consider it immoral, even if it's consensual. They look at that as an act of aggression, even when it's consensual. Y'all better understand that about how white supremacy works. So yeah, they're trying to sully the memory of Wilt Chamberlain, because you know, Wilt Chamberlain said, he wrote in his book that all those thousands of women he slept with, and many of them were white. So, yeah, she's trying to get a bag. Nobody's thinking about Elvira, so there's a bag she's trying to get. She's trying to get a bag. In the Me Too movement, you know, they got to have some big black names out there. They got to have some big black names out there to sully. You understand? So we got to understand how the game is out here, ladies and gentlemen. And here's the thing. We got to stop being afraid to call out the bogusness of these laws and these precedents that they set. A lot of black people get scared. And let's be clear, a lot of the celebratory Negroes, a lot of them were non-FBA. Let's be real. Because, you know, anything that white mommy and white daddy say, these niggas will go along with. Let's be clear, a lot of these Negroes, especially these bloggers, a lot of them are non-FBA. So whatever white mommy and white daddy says, them Negroes are going to go along with it. And speaking of non-FBA, did y'all see I posted something on my social media where this Mammy was up here with the NYPD. This article came out. Hold on. Let me show y'all this. Let me show y'all this. This article came out. Respect the uniform. NYC woman writes 4,000 thank you notes to the New York cops. And family, when you see this, you already know. Family, I already knew what to look for. When you see this, you already know. So this mammy was running around New York writing letters, thank you letters to the police. Thank you for what? What is she thanking them for? What are you thanking them for, ma'am? You're thanking them for beating up on foundational Black Americans. That's what she's thanking them for. Because, and I dug and looked at her page. This is her. She's from Antigua. She's Caribbean. A Caribbean mammy. She's got Blue Lives Matter all on her Facebook. I support NYPD. See, this is why foundational Black Americans have taken off the cape for these white ass kissing tethers. And it gets deeper. On her Facebook page, her name is Coretta James. This is a message for foundational Black Americans. Black people need to start giving their children names with positive meanings. Combining your name and the father's names, it means nothing. And putting Allah on a name means nothing. Just like the kid David, just name the kid David, not Le David. Stop trying to be original. My name is spelled with a C. Don't make it Coretta with a K. So all of your kids' names have the same initials. Do you notice kids with those ghetto, I'm gonna read it with her accent. Those kids, those Yankee kids with those ghetto names don't really excel. They have names that weigh them down from birth. DeMarcus and Born Shia are doomed. Do better at naming your children. So this woman says that our foundational Black American ghetto kids don't excel, but your ass ran over here from Antigua. You're an immigrant mammy who ran from her country because you failed and came over here to eat off us talking about somebody failing. Ain't that a bitch? Boy, these mammies be doing the most. Ain't that a damn bitch? So we're the ones failing with the ghetto names. And she's from Antigua, ladies and gentlemen. And have y'all, ladies and gentlemen, let me show you Antigua. Hold on, this is a Google search of Antigua. Just do a Google search of Antigua, okay? This is Antigua, okay? These are slums of Antigua. And you had to flee that. But we're failing over here because of ghetto names. Y'all keep, that Pan-Africanism thing, y'all just need to stop. Y'all need to stop. Pan-Africanism is gone. It's dead in the water, man. It is dead in the damn water. If it was popping over there in Antigua, you would be over there in Antigua. You would not be over here in Harlem. You dig? And she's talking about how DeMarcus and Born Shia are doomed and they don't excel. Now this is her in her crib. She don't look like she's balling out. And she don't really look like she's balling out too tough. And if you got anything, it's because foundational Black Americans fought for the shit for you to come over here. And that's another thing. You watch these folks and her page, she got American flags. When these folks just go overboard with a whole bunch of American flags and trying to be overly patriotic, you can tell that they're non-FBA tethers because we don't have to do all that. Yeah, we don't have to do all that. You dig? And speaking of hateful tethers, on what's that show, The Real? What's that show that comes on The Real? They were talking about, The Real. They were talking about rapper Moneybagg Yo. Shout out to Moneybagg Yo. I like Moneybagg Yo. He's out of Memphis. I rock with Memphis heavy. Moneybagg Yo is one of the few new rappers that I like. I like his stuff. So Moneybagg Yo, I think it was his birthday or something like that, and his lady, Ari, for a gift, she bought him like 28 acres of land. I want to say it was out there in Tennessee. She bought him 28 acres of land, and she was like, yeah, you know, I want to, this is my guy, so I want to purchase him something that's going to build generational wealth. Take my hat off to that. Shout out to Ari. Shout out to Moneybags. Love that. I love that mentality. I love that. That I respect. Ari and Moneybagg, that's grown folks talk right there. I have so much respect for that. She bought her dude some land. Nothing but respect on that. That's smart. Those are my people thinking like adults. You thinking big right there. Ari's a keeper for that. Moneybags, if you're listening, you might have to put a ring on that. That's a boss move. I ain't got nothing but respect for that. That's a real one right there. That's a real one. And you say Tennessee got no income tax? Man, shout out to Tennessee. So they were on The Real, the TV show The Real, talking about it, and there was a little hate on there. And the one who was kind of hating the most was Garcelle Bervaeus, who's Haitian. You know, the Haitian, she played Fancy on the Jamie Foxx show. So she was kind of throwing some hate out there. Now let's listen to this. Hold on.
Huge arguments all across social media. Ari Fletcher gifted her boyfriend, rapper Moneybagg Yo, 28 acres of land for his 30th birthday. Ari's IG caption reads, "What do you buy someone that has it all? The gift that keeps on giving. I bought you a lifetime of income, literally. Generational wealth, speaking of that. 28.8 acres, baby. I love you. Happy birthday." Now, obviously, while some people were like, yes, girl, you killing it, and they were super excited, others are saying, girl, are you crazy? You're doing too much for a man that is not your husband. I said that.
Please.
I mean, I did not say that. They said that. Ladies, weigh in on this. Should there be limits placed on gifts in your relationship when you are not married?
Last season, Lonnie and I were talking about don't act married if you're not married.
Now, this is Garcelle. She has a divestment wig on, by the way. This is Garcelle talking.
This is acting married. That's a huge gift to someone that you're not even dating. I mean, you're not even married to. I feel like if a man gave me 28 whatever acres, I would feel obligated to stay with him if it didn't work.
Would you accept that kind of gift from a man?
Would I accept it? But that's what I'm saying.
When you
were
dating.
I would feel guilty. No.
You would? Wouldn't accept it?
I don't know if I would. To be honest, I don't know if I would. I would probably accept it, but I think I would feel obligated to stay with him because it's such a big gift.
That's honest. Yes. Yeah.
You know?
The thing is.
Okay. Listen. That's old hater tether talk. That's some pocket watching hater. This is a woman who. Didn't she get finessed by her white zaddy? She had a damn white zaddy who was out here fucking on every damn thing. Yeah. This is why we don't need tethers in our damn business. We don't need no damn tethers in our business. If they got the money for that, they're making big moves like that. Make those big ass moves. Make those big moves. I commend them for making a move like that. It's always these tethers. Whenever we as foundational Black Americans, when we start making some real ass power moves, them tethers are the main ones finding a reason to hate on it. I don't know. They ain't married or nothing. I mean, that's kind of too big. That's, you know, that's like, why you gonna get all that money for a museum, nigga? Tethers are always complaining when foundational Black Americans make money moves or real estate moves. It's a pocket watching tether sitting around salty. Boy, they hate when we are in positions to make moves like that. that burns their asses because they come from these countries where it's a million niggas sitting around shitting in buckets and they can't get no code together and build nothing. Let's keep it a buck. They come from these countries. None of these niggas are on code. They're trying to cut each other's damn throat. They can't build nothing because everybody's trying to finesse each other. So when you have black couples who foundational black Americans on code with each other, because Ari and Moneybagg, that's an on code move as far as I'm concerned. See, they don't have a problem with rappers and Instagram models and influencers tricking off their money, buying Gucci purses and cars and Louis bags and all that. They have no problem. Notice they don't complain about that. Notice they never complain. Now, if Ari bought him a $3 million chain, they wouldn't say nothing about that. They wouldn't say anything about them spending their money on nigga shit. But now that they're making a real investment, that's a power move right there. You bought all that land, 28 acres. That's a great move, and it's generational. So now you're making a power move. Now them niggas got a problem. Wait a minute, nigga. That is too much money. What did you get? Where did you get all that cash, nigga? How you buy all that land, nigga? You dig? Because rappers spend their money on stupid shit all the time, and people in the dominant society and these tethers, they think that shit is cute. They think it's cute when rappers go around spending their money on stupid shit. Nobody complained. You remember when Lil Uzi Vert, he bought some kind of gemstone and put it in his forehead. Nobody complained. They were like, hey, look at Lil Uzi Vert spending all that money on a gemstone, putting it in his forehead. Now, Lil Uzi Vert goes and buys a whole bunch of land, and he buys some land for his chick. Hey, wait, nigga. Wait, little nigga. What are you doing with that land, nigga? Where did you get all that cash? You put a scam? They start projecting their scams. You dig? So shout out to them. Shout out to Moneybagg. Shout out to that brother. Because it's really they hating on Moneybags. They hating on that brother. FBA brother from Tennessee. That's a good move right there. Nothing but respect. But yeah, Garcelle, I don't want to hear nothing from her. She got finessed by her damn zaddy. Don't want to hear nothing from her. And speaking of tethers, did y'all see, there was a video on TikTok of these Negroes. It's like dress like your spouse party. Oh Lord, 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 Lord. Let me show y'all this. It's called Dress Like Your Spouse Party. And look at these Negroes here, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on 1 second. Look at this. Look at this. Hold on. Now, what's the common denominator in this? Ladies and gentlemen, look at this video. And let me know, what's the common denominator? You might not be able to hear the sound, but listen, what's the common denominator in this? Let me turn the sound down. I'm gonna turn the sound down. What's the common denominator? Okay, look at this and look at this. Dress like your spouse. Okay. What's the common damn denominator in this? Now, none of these dudes look FBA. Let's keep it a buck. None of these niggas look FBA, and all of them got big, burly, chunky white women. And these niggas are doing some moist, buck-broken bullshit. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why you need to get the film Buck Breaking at buckbreakingmovie.com. Buckbreakingmovie.com. Ladies and gentlemen, get the movie Buck Breaking if you have not seen it. Buckbreakingmovie.com. This is Buck Breaking right here. A bunch of burly white women standing behind some niggas in dresses and booty shorts, bent over with their bussies tooted in the air. Ladies and gentlemen, Buck Breaking did not stop on the plantations. Boy, when niggas, y'all get around these white women, and boy, y'all get buck broken so fast. You dig? But we got to really watch what's going on out here. We have to really take control of narratives out here. We got to be very clear about what's going on and not fall for the okey-doke. And we have to also understand when the white supremacists are trying to run a con game on us and when they try to use propaganda. Now, there was an article that came out with allhiphop.com. And I know some of the guys over at All Hip Hop. There was a liberal white supremacist suspect woman named Bernadette Giacomazzo. Her name is Bernadette Giacomazzo. She wrote an article and they covered their asses by putting it in the rumor section. Her article was talking about how conservatives are being paid to spew rhetoric or whatever, how conservatives are paid actors. So it started off talking about Candace Owens and a couple of other black conservatives. And then the woman went down in her article. This is a white woman who wrote this. Bernadette Giacomazzo is a white woman, a white Italian woman. Then she put my name in there. She was like, yeah, in the Hotep community, and the Hoteps be in it too. Tariq Nasheed, he's a Hotep. And I'm like, what the hell I got to do with this? She's implying that I'm being paid by the conservatives to speak down on whoever. And she was like, yeah, he's a fraud, and calling me a fraud. I'm like, whoa, who in the hell is this suspected damn white supremacist? Now, she didn't block me because I called her ass out on Twitter. I called her ass out on Twitter. This is her, by the way. This is this suspected white supremacist liberal. I guess he's one of these liberals. Hold on. Wait, this is her right here. I'm not going to play because there's music playing in the back. So this is her. This is this Karen who's working for All Hip Hop, and she writes for a whole bunch of different publications. Hold on. And I'm not going to play the audio because there's music playing in the background. So this is the suspected white supremacist Karen. So this is her. Hold on. This is her Twitter. This is her Twitter. She writes for All Hip Hop, Afrotech. There's some shit where she writes for BET. So y'all got this damn white woman all up in what's supposed to be black spaces, speaking on foundational black Americans who are putting in work. All Hip Hop, and y'all know better. And I know y'all cats over at All Hip Hop. Oh, this is unacceptable. Y'all do Chuck? I know y'all dudes. Chuck follows me. He runs All Hip Hop. Y'all should know better, man. Y'all having this suspected white supremacist in y'all ranks? This is what it sounds like. Sounds like that All Hip Hop may have been co-opted by one of these liberal run media organizations. And what they did, they done got them some of these Democratic shills. See, this is what they do. They get so-called black websites and black publications. They get co-opted by these Democrat shill organizations that fund them. They bring them in, they fund them and kick them down some dollars, and they start spewing Democrat talking points. So what they do, they start installing these white writers, these culture vulture ass people, like that woman, like this woman here. They get these culture vultures like Bernadette, who probably done fucked a few niggas. She done fucked a few niggas. So lady, just because you open your mouth for black dick, you don't open your mouth for black issues, because this ain't about you. And you don't speak on people like me who represent foundational black American culture, and I represent global black culture as well. Ma'am, just because you done fucked a couple of niggas, you don't get to spew dirt on my name. You're an outsider and you a goddamn culture vulture, lady. And she tried to, and this is how I could tell this was on some Democrat shit. She was like, yeah, Tariq Nasheed, he be using words like bedwench to talk about black women who's dating white women. That's a Democrat talking point. That's one of them Democrat talking point shaming tactics that they try to use against me to try to create a gender divide. Gender divides don't work. Black women rock with me too hard. the term bedwinch was created by your white community, ma'am. The term bedwinch was created by your community, the white supremacists in your community. I'm just showing you your history. You call sisters black women bedwinches. That was your term that your family used. These culture vultures, we got to check that bullshit. All hip hop, y'all should know better. This is why hip hop is real janky right now. This is why the number one album in the country that's supposed to be hip hop is a nigga with his bussy spread on his album cover. That's where hip hop is right now because y'all let this type of bullshit go on. No, somebody said libel slander. This is what they did. They put it in the rumor section. That's how they can kind of legally get away with that shit. They put it in their rumor section. That was their little old slick way of getting away with saying that slanderous bullshit. And the problem I have is that I know those niggas at All Hip Hop. I know them. You see, that's the problem I have. I know those dudes. And y'all know better than to have some sucker shit like that up there. You don't have nobody spew dirt on my fucking name. As much work as I put in out here on these damn streets, as much work as I put in for the black community, and y'all gonna bring some mayonnaise encrusted skank ass woman to speak down on a brother like me who put in so much work, this fucking outsider? Nah, unacceptable, bruh. Y'all sitting up here fucking on these allegedly suspected white supremacist liberals. Then they get comfortable trying to come in our spaces, dictating the conversation. Sit your ass down. You ain't doing nothing to stop white supremacy. I don't want to hear what you have to say. We don't need to hear what you have to say. You ain't replacing the system of white supremacy with justice. You're just vulturing off of foundational black American culture. Also, woman, as a damn immigrant, really sit your ass down. You really need to sit your ass down. And thank foundational black Americans for building a country to give you a lane. And here's the irony of this woman right here. And I tweeted this. She's all vulturing off our culture, but she takes issues with people co-opting her Italian culture. Hold on. This is her complaining about people co-opting Italian culture. Cheesecake Factory. I'm not here for the cynical co-opting of my Italian culture. Okay? I'm Sicilian on my dad's side and Neapolitan on my mom's side. I lived in Italy for a time. Italians hate it when Italians show up to visit. Italian Americans show up to visit, especially in the North, especially when they act like the guy on the right. They don't think it's cute at all. So she's talking about how they don't like stereotypes about Italian culture. You see, all of these other groups, remember that Asian chick, that Awkwafina woman who made her name by imitating and mocking hood black dialect? She had an article talking about how she don't go for roles that portray Asians in a stereotypical way. You understand? Yeah, that these folks come around our culture disrespecting us all day long, but wouldn't stand for 1 minute of you saying anything negative about their culture. I feel the same way. I don't need no funky mayonnaise encrusted woman like her coming around our culture trying to represent, because hip hop is really anti-establishment. The heart of hip hop is supposed to be anti-establishment. It's supposed to be really based on grassroots sentiments. And hip hop is based on anti-racism. People always forget that element of hip hop. And also, as this woman who's an Italian, you don't get to speak on black issues that your community helped pathologize. Ma'am, your Italian community, y'all were the ones throwing all the damn dope in our damn neighborhoods. Ma'am, y'all been putting dope in black neighborhoods since the early 1900s. Ma'am, you don't get to speak on foundational black American culture when you come from a culture of organized crime, ma'am. If we start doing articles about the organized crime in your community, you would cry foul. We're crying foul on you. You don't speak on us, especially us who's out here putting in work helping the black community, a community that you're leeching off of. Bernadette and the niggas over at All Hip Hop. Y'all should know better. Fuck is wrong with y'all niggas? Y'all sit up here and get real comfortable with these little suspected white supremacist women who come around you with the yo-yo-yo bullshit just because they'll diddle your balls, you think they down. No, nigga, y'all cut that bullshit out, letting folks like that speak on our issues. I got more of a problem with some of those dudes up there to let this woman speak on Foundation of Black Americans putting in real work. Speaking on people like me in a negative way. You don't speak on me negatively. Because I have to go out here and clean up the mess that your community has created. You ain't out here putting in work, helping folks get up out of jail, helping folks get educated, educating these babies. You ain't out here doing historical documents that's bestsellers, that's being sold and shown all over the world. You ain't doing that. You sitting up here vulturing off foundational Black American culture. Shut your ass down and shut the fuck up. Yeah, her and the Michael Rapaport. See, that's the thing. Y'all sat up here and y'all let these Michael Rapaports and all of these people come around y'all with all that yo-yo-yo. Then after a while, the real white supremacist mentality start coming out. Just like with Michael Rapaport, he snitched on old boy. He sat up here gaslighting dude in the DMs talking shit, and then when brother clapped back on him, he ran to the media. Oh my God, I was threatened. He was threatening me. Look at what he called me, man. He used his white privilege on that brother. Y'all cut that clown shit out, letting these people in our damn circles like that. Speaking on people and issues that they ain't got no business speaking on. And lying. And trying to create a damn gender divide. You're not going to create a gender divide between Black men, me, and our sisters. We ride for our sisters. You're not going to create a gender divide. Sisters ain't falling for your bullshit, woman. Sisters know you fake. Sisters know how you fake-ass liberal suspected white supremacists come around with the okey-doke. Sisters ain't dumb. Sisters ain't falling for that. So don't even come around. You're insulting sisters by being patronizing. Yeah, you ain't fooling nobody. Sisters ain't going for your bullshit because sisters see what you trying to do. You go around sisters and start trying to fuck on they dudes. Sisters see what you trying to do, Bernadette. They see the kind of broad you are. Don't speak on me. You speak on the crime families that go on in your goddamn community. You speak on that. That's what you speak on. Anyway, y'all. That's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Don't forget, man, tune in here in this space tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. 6 o'clock tomorrow night, we're going to be talking about the new EP that's coming out. We're going to debut the brand new video by Mink Slide called Slide to You. It's going to be fun. I gotta kind of warn y'all about the video. The last video, Phone Down, that was directed by my other guy, Diego. Slide to You, that was directed by my other video guy, Ron. Ron's a cool white guy. Very cool white guy. White as hell. But we call him Raunchy Ron. Ron is very raunchy with his cinematography. Because Ron likes to do a lot of ass shots. And boy, there's a lot of, there's a lot of camel toe in this video. I saw the finished cut of the video, and there's quite a few camel toe shots in the video. Unintentional. It wasn't like the women were doing anything real raunchy or nothing. Nobody was really twerking too much. You know, the ladies were skating and all that stuff, but some of the camera angles, it was a little camel toe-ish, just a little bit, just a little camel toe-ish, just a little bit, all right, just a little bit. But it is a fun video. My girl Kara Tane, she's singing on the song. It's a great song. It's a fun song. So y'all need to tune in. No. I had to let my wife see it. My wife is cool. I didn't get in no good trouble. I have to show the thing. Yeah, she was like, well, damn, you know, she saw that it was, I explained to her. I had to explain. She's like, damn, Why y'all got the camera all up in old girl like that? I said, sweetie, it wasn't my fault. I had to do some nigger-splaining. I had to explain to her like I'm explaining to you. It was Ron. It was the director. I wasn't filming that part. I'm letting y'all know what I explained to my wife. I wasn't there when those shots were done. I had to explain to her like I'm explaining to you. I was in my trailer when those shots were being shown. So I wasn't doing those shots. Yeah. So. But y'all see it and judge for yourself. You see it and you judge for yourself. There was one scene, and I'm glad that was cut out, because we had one scene where we had the skaters kind of do some freestyle skating. You know, they all stood in a circle and everybody kind of did their moves. And we had one brother there, because we invited a lot of different people, and one brother was there, and I assume he lives an alternative lifestyle, and I'm not saying that to disparage the brother. He was a good guy. We welcome everybody, all right? We don't discriminate. We welcome everybody. All brothers and sisters are welcome to our video shoots. But this brother, he may or may not live an alternative lifestyle. I'll just say that. But he's still our brother. And there was a scene where everybody was doing the... Y'all feel what I'm saying? And everybody was doing their little freestyle skating moves. And then he jumped in the circle and I swear to God, this brother was on skates. He flipped over, did a headstand and start popping his boochie. I was like, oh, ooh, okay, we can't really use that. And I'm not trying to knock my, I swear to God, my brother started popping his boochie. He did a headstand and popped his boochie. I said, we can't use that. That we can't really use. That's not to disparage my brother's lifestyle, but that's not just the direction we're going in this video juncture. We just have to be professional. We're not going for that type of energy. In this video, we're going to go in a different direction in this video. Maybe when we do some Lil Nas X stuff, we'll do that. Yeah, it's not in the video. That scene is not in the video. Trust me. We made sure that wasn't in the video. All right. Yeah, that is not in the video. So y'all, you can tune in tomorrow. It is not in the video. The boochie popping. There was some boochie popping, but we didn't put it in the video. It was some boochie popping that came out of nowhere. That is not in the video. And I don't say that to disparage niggas who want to pop boochie. If that's what you want to do, I don't diss anybody's lifestyle, but it's just not conducive to the juncture that we're participating in. That's my human resources answer to that, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, y'all go to minkslide.com or pre-order the Mink Slide EP right here. You can click the link right below and subscribe here so y'all can get a notice tomorrow. Subscribe right here, subscribe right now. We'll be here live tomorrow, 6 o'clock. Come see the video, man. It's gonna be fun. I'ma holler at you tomorrow. Y'all have a good night.